6 May, 1912. Talk at Sanatorium of Dr. C. M. Swingle, Cleveland, Ohio. Notes by Siegel T. Brooks. This is a beautiful city. The climate is pleasant. The views are charming. All the cities of America seem to be large and beautiful, and the people appear prosperous. The American continent gives signs and evidences of very great advancement. Its future is even more promising, for its influence and illumination are far-reaching, and it will lead all nations spiritually. The flag of freedom and banner of liberty have been unfurled here. But the prosperity and advancement of a city, the happiness and greatness of a country, depend upon its hearing and obeying the call of God. The light of reality must shine therein, and divine civilization be founded. Then the radiance of the kingdom will be diffused, and heavenly influences surround. Material civilization is likened to the body, whereas divine civilization is the spirit in that body. A body not manifesting the spirit is dead. A fruitless tree is worthless. Jesus declares that there is spiritual capacity in some people, for all are not submerged in the sea of materialism. They seek the divine spirit. They turn to God. They long for the kingdom. It is my hope that these revered people present may attain both material and spiritual progress. As they have advanced wonderfully in material degrees, so may they, likewise, advance in spiritual development until the body shall become refined and beautiful through the wealth of spiritual potentiality and efficiency. Praise be to God, the sun of reality has dawned, and its effulgences are shining from all horizons. The signs of God are resplendent, and the teachings of the heavenly messengers are being spread. May the hearts be directed to the kingdom of God, and become illumined by witnessing the lights of God, in order that all created beings may obtain a portion of the divine bestowals. May the spirit of life be restored through the divine graces of the Almighty, and may the East and West be bound together. May oneness and harmony become manifest in all regions. May the people of the world become as one family and obtain the everlasting bounty. May the doors of the kingdom be opened from all directions, and the praise of the name of Abha be heard throughout the earth.